9470, and I am at Sherwood, and I'm a little bit confused by my directions and paddle, and I'm not sure, but I think I'm on a route right now, but I went off route for a bit because it basically made me do the same thing twice, and I didn't realize that.
I copy. Yeah, so it looks like you're on route now, so are you good?
I think so.
I copy, and are you following your turn-by-turn directions, or are you trying to follow your CAD?
My turn-by-turn. Then you're in the map, and coupled with the navigator, trying to make sense between both of them.
I would always go with your turn-by-turn directions over your GPS. It a lot of times has you going, you know, telling you to go the wrong way or make a different turn than what your turns are. So the true trusted method is the turn-by-turns on the paper. I wouldn't trust the GPS at all.
Yeah, it actually was neither that really confused me. It just was the fact that I was surprised that I did, like, the end part of the route, and then it's telling me to do the exact same thing again, like, 2 minutes later, so.
Right, so you have a little bit of a layover over by Sherry's, and then they have you go back through downtown Sherwood in case anyone is trying to leave at that point. So, you know, you're coming into town, you're dropping off anyone that maybe wants to go all the way into Sherwood, you take your break, and then you go back through there in case there's people that want to leave to go back, you know, to Portland or, you know, get out of Sherwood. So, yeah, it's kind of confusing, but that's the reason why. So you're not holding people on your bus while you're at your layover.
The thing is, they don't have a layover, so that's why I was confused.
Well, you should have a 3-minute layover there. That is a pretty short amount of time. I thought it was longer before. Interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure why they have you guys doing it like that. Before, there would be quite a, you know, large layover over by Sherry's. That was really the better break that was there. So apparently they've adjusted that schedule. So, yeah, that is strange, but that is how it's been. But you used to have a longer break there. So I don't know why they would have you go in there twice.
Yeah, that's what messed me up was that. And I drove past a customer and picked them up during my deadhead, and that messed things up. Rather, it did something that really kind of confused me between the navigator, really.
I copy. Well, it looks like you're on track now, and you kind of get the gist of it. If you have any other issues, just give us a call.
All right. I was also very late getting here because there was a lot of traffic on 217, so that's all, and otherwise I'm good.
I copy. Well, we appreciate you being here today, and hope you have a good rest of your day. We'll be clear at 1015.